This is what we're going to talk about today. Mainly cosmic plan and the ET Earth history. From last week, we looked at this basic chart on cosmic plan, just beginning to get into this. This is put together from not only the raw material, but my own understanding of the ET phenomenon, UFO contacts of different types, and a seven-dimensional model that includes the principles of evolution, such as free will, polarity, and service, and, you know, the basis of soul evolution being progression through the densities. Let's go through this. The most important thing to understand is the view that there are two paths to evolution. This is the human and ET line, and this is from the basis of universal free will, that Earth is not the only planet of free will. There's a book that says the only planet of free will or free choice by a woman named Phyllis Schlemmer. This is, I believe, a mistaken understanding. In the beginning, earlier portions of the creation, meaning many, many billions and trillions of years ago, actually, and closer to the center of each galaxy, those were the earlier solar systems, and those were considered the earlier experiments in evolution. There was no veil in third density, which means in the 3D mind, the mind that we use here, there was no natural ignorance of the principles of evolution. Naturally, people understood their unity. They didn't necessarily manifest it completely, but they knew the unity of life. They knew the plan, which was the development of mind, body, spirit. That's the purpose of existence, the development or evolution of mind, body, spirit. And this is the same as people when they when we die and we go to the inner planes. People naturally understand the game, the big picture. And this is because there's no veil, no shroud or cover in the mind, in the third density, non-physical. In higher densities, fourth, fifth, sixth, also there's no veil in mind. And so naturally, souls understand all the mysteries that we're confused by in terms of, does God exist? Why is there pain and suffering for some people? What about positive, negative? What about higher self? What about life lessons and personal plan? These things are just fully understood. So let me go through this. The human extraterrestrial evolutionary line is different than what's called the angelic or deva line. Deva means shining one. It's a term from Sanskrit, and it's associated, it also is sometimes called the gods, with a small g, the small gods, which really is the same as fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional souls or extraterrestrials. Extraterrestrial has a lousy reputation. It's not as bad as the word alien, but extraterrestrial sort of equals UFO occupant. But the UFO appearance of higher dimensional souls is just something done for us in third density so we can be aware of them. And we're talking about positive beings. It's not done for control. And it's done with respect for our free will, which is why they don't land on the White House lawn and show themselves openly to all, because it would violate the free will of those who are not ready and don't seek that kind of awareness. But the UFO aspect of cosmic life or ET contact is what's called an expedient means or a skillful means. It's just the way it's done here, it's not not ultimately necessary. So let me go on. The human kingdom operates under the law of free will. We make choices, and this is the same as eating the fruit from the Garden of Eden. That's a symbol, actually, of early humanity, which in this case is Lemurian, moving into greater self-consciousness and awareness that choice is possible. This, however, is really the heritage of all 3D souls throughout the galaxies, not just this galaxy, in this time, this what's called, you know, this latter portion of creation. Latter just meaning the current time. The earlier creation didn't have a veil in 3D mind. We can talk about that later. So the Deva kingdom instinctively follows divine law. They see universal plan and they reproduce the design. This includes earth spirits like fairies and sylphs and water gnomes and whatever the human mythology name is. These are angelic beings associated with the plants, with the rocks, with the animals, and the four elements themselves, earth, water, fire, and air. And it's actually said that the human soul represents a kind of collection of fourth dimensional angelic beings. Higher self is a completely different being or entity, but the human soul is considered a midway point between higher self and our personal 3D conscious self. But that the soul is, this is again sort of a subtle way of talking metaphysics. The higher self is late sixth density. We now are in third density. The soul can be understood as something in between. That's aware of our multi-incarnations and actively participates. Higher self is a little bit more distant, actually. Higher self is like a master, is like a fully enlightened being, or nearly fully enlightened bodhisattva, sixth density, awareness of unity. And higher self doesn't necessarily take interest in us unless we're ready. Higher self has got a lot going on and multiple projections of mind, body, spirit, and other dimensions. So beyond the octave is what we call eighth density. This is a realm, you know, deep in the heart of infinity. The earliest that we see that, or what's closer to us, is seventh density. This is corresponding with seventh chakra, which would be Buddhas and avatars. The first thing I just want you to do is realize that there are many systems of understanding multidimensional life. This is a complete model in the sense that each dimension has a definition. In theosophy, in Hinduism and Buddhism, there is very clear presentation of higher dimensional qualities and definitions of each one. Please note that in most modern channeling, you're not getting anything like that. And they may or may not speak about what density they're from. And if you ever contact a channel personally, you can ask, what's the dimensional level of the group you're in touch with? And you can say, what's the difference between this level and other levels? In general, a lot of channeling is from fourth density, positive, heavily mixed in with the channel's own personal information from their subconscious, from their reading, from their study. And that's why, number one, a lot of channeling today sounds like other channeling, like, dear ones, greetings from, we're so happy to meet you, you're beloved, we love you, very ebullient and kind of light and lively, like a kind of yogurt, like low-fat milk. And that's because people are reading other channeled works and they're copying. And they don't necessarily present a full system. So when some healer or channel says, my source is from seventh heaven or seventh level, ask them, what's the definition of that level and how does it relate to other levels? And tell me more about cosmic plan and the meaning of each level. They don't know it. And if they don't know it, it's because it's not a complete system and it may not really be channeling. Actually, there's a lot of channeling. You know, the older I get, the more I realize or believe that most channeling is mainly the channel himself or herself saying what they've already read and repackaging it in line with what they think will sell or sounds good, very much moving through their own personal mind. And their personal voice is very clear in it. So anyway, this is a full system. So sixth density, and you know, just take this for your consideration and compare it to others and see what you think. Sixth density, and the densities in the chakras are correspondent. So seventh density corresponds to seventh chakra, sixth density to sixth chakra, and so on. Seventh chakra is considered intelligent infinity. Ra talks about intelligent infinity and intelligent energy or infinite energy being available through sixth chakra, sixth dimensional consciousness, and intelligent infinity being contacted through the bridge of six to seven with a linkage to seventh chakra totality, which is beyond higher self. Sixth density is the realm of higher self, bodhisattva, which means servers of creation. And most wanderers actually happen to be sixth density beings. Unity, perfection. The phrase Ra uses for higher self is complete and whole and perfect. And this is who we are. This is our essential perfection. And it's important to be aware of both our, what they call, our apparent distortions, meaning our personal blockages, and our absolute perfection, which is higher self. Fifth and fourth density could be called worlds of mind and heart, again, corresponding to fifth and fourth chakra. Fifth chakra, as I said before, like fifth density, is associated with wisdom, clarity, light. Light, in this sense, being the essence of mind, not necessarily the light of the photon or energy, but light is associated with clear knowing, the clear light of pure awareness, wisdom. Fourth density is where Earth is going, worlds of heart, perfection of love, kindness, and group. And so that's what you see with, you know, younger people, the indigo today, who are double-bodied, fourth density wanderers. They're really tight with their peers, you know. They may be sometimes getting into things that are harmful, tattooing. I don't know if tattooing is really harmful, but, you know, some kinds of negative action, like drugs, if you go too far and the wrong types. But they're very close to their fellows. And that's because they're coming in with fourth density body activated. And they have a lot of love and compassion. And that's the new breed that Ra talks about. So then we get down below into third dimensional life. This is veiled in the physical, not veiled in the non-physical, meaning after death or out of body or in the near-death experience. Consciousness is not veiled. Now, this is the heart of our understanding for personal life. Third density is about self-consciousness, a sense of self. Animals don't have it, and higher dimensional beings don't have it in the same way either. They know that self is one with other self, with the creator and creation. They don't manifest it fully, meaning fourth D.